Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So glad to have you. We got major college football starting tonight. Pac-12 championship game, pearl off. Utah, USC. USC is looking like the, without a doubt, the most vulnerable of the top four teams. If they lose, and depending how it looks, they could be out, which paves the way for Ohio State to get back into the Final Four. All very exciting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's really two big games. There's tonight, and then there's tomorrow noon.
Yep.
TCU, although I think both you and I agree that TCU is going to be in either way. Unless something drastic happens.
Yeah, they have to really get run out of the building.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone thinks that's going to happen. So really tonight is our big drama. Then tomorrow morning, of course, U.S. soccer. So well, there's a lot going on.
I know. We've got a lot of sports to watch this week. And the NFL slate is awesome. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We want your thoughts. Do you like that this is a Friday night game, by the way, for the Pac-12 championship?
Yeah, I understand why they do that, just to spread them out.
Yep.
Yeah, I love it, actually. I'm excited for tonight because tomorrow, if it was tomorrow, it would get lumped in with the other games, and I have nothing else to do tonight. So
I was going to say, it's kind of like, for people our age, this is awesome. It's like, thank you. I now don't even have to pretend to have an excuse to go out on Friday night. I'm just going to stay home and watch football.
I think it's been a long time. What's that? Maybe I'm missing one, but Pac-12 title game is usually not super impactful.
Because we know how the committee feels about the Pac-12.
I think it's last 5 or 6 years since we've had. I'm probably missing somebody obvious, but
Washington, remember
Washington and Oregon, and that's it. So anyway, let's go
to the phones. How about Jeff, who's in Ohio's got an interesting hypothesis for this weekend. What's up, Jeff?
Hi, I'm wondering, what if all four teams lose this weekend? What does that do in chaos?
Nothing.
Really?
Georgia's in.
I don't believe you.
Georgia's in. Michigan's in. TCU's in. USC will be out, and Ohio State will go up. Don't you think that's the most likely scenario if all four teams lost?
No, I don't think so.
Jeff, who else is vulnerable besides USC? You think TCU would be out?
Yeah, I do.
Just because of how the committee has treated the Big 12 in the past. Yeah. All right. There we go. Jeff in Ohio. Nailed the dismount. I don't think you're getting a lot of mass chaos here. It doesn't mean the games won't be compelling. It doesn't mean that we're not going to not watch. I just don't think you're getting chaos.
Are we not spending enough time talking about what if TCU loses and they weigh a one-loss Ohio State versus TCU? The old Ohio State jumps the Big 12. Maybe that's what he was referring to. That could be.
And somehow USC gets bumped. If USC...
USC one way or the other. But say they have to... Say USC wins, then they weighing a one-loss Ohio State against a one-loss TCU. USC's in because of the conference title.
Yeah, right. And then USC would move to 3 in this scenario, and Ohio State would play 4. So then you get TCU versus Michigan in the first round and Georgia versus Ohio State in the first round.
Yes.
It's interesting.
Yeah. Wait.
You would
have
12 fans screaming from the rooftops.
No. I was saying if USC wins.
Yeah, then they would move
USC,
up to 3.
USC, Michigan, not TCU, Michigan, right.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, USC, Michigan, great game, two brand names.
Yep.
And then Ohio State, Georgia, The committee can see the ratings of that one, you have to admit, Maggie.
I will admit they could see that. Jim is in Indiana. Jim, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing excellent. What's on your mind? What do you want to talk about with college football?
Well, you were talking about the college football playoff and expanding to 12 teams, and I understand the two opinions. The sad part of this is I can understand moving to 12, but like all sports, it's complicated. It's a shame the NCAA didn't put some graduation rate criteria in as part of how to decide the 12 teams, because it's just another variable like in the NFL. They have to manage salary caps and, you know, player acquisitions and injuries. College football, let's make the game a little more interesting and make it a little more complicated and focus on the kids.
Yeah. Well, Jim, it's an inspired thought. The only thing is it would hurt the kids too, because a young man who only plays three seasons but doesn't graduate on time, maybe goes back after they're in the NFL and completes their degree, they would be penalized, right?
Well, the way I'm looking at it is what it is graduation rate comes into the selections of the teams that would get put in there.
Yeah, but
CFP.
Yeah, but Jim, the thing is, it's a lot easier to graduate from some schools than it is other.
Oh, I mean, I don't disagree with that. It's just a thought, and somehow getting complex criteria into it would be nice to see. At least we're starting to look at some of the education.
Yeah, feel free to take a shot at another Big Ten schools being easy if you want. Be like, anybody could graduate from, Indiana's a good school. But no, I don't like that graduation rate idea for some kind of what you alluded to. It's really complicated for the young men involved. It's hard enough to play football, and then you're putting that pressure on them. I don't like it.
I guess I would say, when we look at big-time college football, do we think they're moving closer to academics or further away? You know, when we look at the relationship between college football and the actual schools, are they getting closer, or do they feel like it's kind of in name only?
Yeah, I mean, and also, how many people have to fail to get Indiana into the Final Four?
Jeez.
I mean, come on.
Indiana
football. Indiana basketball.
I mean, shots. When you go to an Ivy League school, can you just take shots at everyone
but
else?
Indiana, taking a shot at Indiana football is hardly taking a shot. Please. Next caller.
Okay. This is a treat. This is exciting. Friend of the show, Sully, but he's gone international, Mr. Worldwide. Sully, what's going on? You're calling us from, tell us where you are.
Yes. Me and the fabulous Schmoopy are in Amsterdam.
What are you doing calling
on
us?
On assignment.
On assignment in Amsterdam at 10:07 p.m. listening to the Maggie and Perloff.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Sully, you're the best. But wait, so what's it like? What have you been doing? A guy from Boston via Las Vegas now hanging out in Amsterdam.
Well, it's been an amazing trip. We did a Rhine River cruise, so we hit four countries in a 24-hour period to start, right? So that was fun. I learned a lot when we landed in Basel that the Basel airport is in France. And the Basel airport is also controlled by the French and the Swiss, which is pretty wild.
I feel like we're on the Rhine River tour. Okay. To but, your left, you will see no Geneva. One, yes.
No one wants to hear about my travel.
Yeah, yeah. Give
Rhine.
Us the sports side. Like, what are you talking trash to the Dutch? Are we going to take them down, Sully? What's the mood over there?
I can't, McLovin, I can't wait for tomorrow to see, like, what this experience is going to be like. The Sea of Orange.
Yeah.
And then me and the fabulous Schmoopy just rolling around watching the match. The drive, by the way, the streets of Amsterdam are bananas. There's people crossing. There's bikes everywhere. Cars.
Everyone's on bikes.
I don't know who has the right of way. It's a car. It's a bike. It's a person. It's insane over here when you just walk around.
So everyone's wearing, like, Van Nistelrooy jerseys, and you're going to be wearing a Loyal Malloy 2003 Patriots jersey just to stand out?
No, McLovin, it's 6 degrees Celsius, right? Because we're overseas now.
Okay.
So you don't see the orange. Everyone's all bundled up. It's freezing over here. It's
Sully,
cold.
I got to be honest, though. I'm a little worried for you. I mean, you're a lover, not a fighter. But I also know that, you know, watching USA versus the Netherlands, you're going to be really into it. You know,
yeah,
be
not?
Careful. I mean, this isn't Pat's Dolphins, you know? They really take it really seriously over there.
unlike our guy to your left, I do think our man is the Captain America for going all in for the goal, McLovin. Oh. He sacrificed his lineage for that goal.
The Pulisic line could be over now. But we advance to the knockout stage.
You're a hockey fan. Come on. You're telling me these soccer guys are tough?
No. I didn't say that. Look, we just watched the Serbian-Swiss match. That was the most intense match of soccer I've ever watched. There were yellow cards, like handing out like Tic Tacs. But what I will tell you, I didn't say the soccer guys. I said that one play.
Just that dude.
He gave it all, McLovin. He gave it all for this country. He's like Hulk Hogan. He's a real American hero.
Come on, really?
Wait,
funny.
Can I tell you, I know what's happening here. I know what's happening. What? All of a sudden, the Patriots are 500 late in the season, Sully's talking soccer. I mean, is that how bad it's gotten for your New England Patriots?
Of course, just like a Patriots fan trying to change the subject after you lose to the Bills last night. I'm assuming you were watching that one.
I did. Actually, I did watch the game. It was on at 2:30 in the morning. Maggie, I have to admit, like we've talked before, your team, what is it?
They're a wagon.
They're a wagon.
And I'm tap dancing on the end of Belichick's career. Sully, I know I should probably be a good winner here, but I just can't.
Why?
I just love beating Belichick so much. I can't hide it.
I mean, you had to wait 20 years to do it.
Hey, so thank you. I've been through a lot. Okay, Sully, last question for you about Amsterdam. You guys going to the red light district?
Are we going? What do you mean going? We already went.
Are we coming? Who are we coming home with? Foreign exchange student?
The fabulous Schmoopy. So, just, you know, I am very cultured because we hit the red light district, and then I also hit Van Gogh. Like, I'm Mr. International, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Cultured. Like, we're just keeping it going. Also, the Utah Utes tonight.
Yeah.
Right? Schmoopy's Utes.
Yep. Sully, can I tell you what it's going to be tomorrow? It's not going to be the red light district. It's going to be the red card district.
That's a soccer reference.
Anyone impressed on the other side of the glass? Red card? Hello?
What do you think is going to happen when I walk into a pub and just start immediately chanting USA? How well do you think that's going to go?
Don't do it, Sully. You got to come in and be subtle. You got to be you can't come in like a bulldozer, like an American bulldozer.
You have to.
Is there a single person in Amsterdam that Sully is afraid of? No. You're fine.
Definitely not.
You're fine.
All right, Sully.
Chant away.
Represent us well.
I love you guys. Thanks for taking the call.
We appreciate it, Sully. Stay safe. Stay safe. Have fun. Stay out of the hash bars. Or don't. Yeah. Okay. Travel safe. Sully's in Amsterdam. Represent the U.S.
Yeah, that's cool. That's fun. I'd love to be in a place where everybody cares about the match. I know a lot of people care here, but actually, you know, it'd be fun to go to, like Stu and Mike, are you guys going to a bar to watch a game on Saturday morning?
I am. I'm going to Philly with my buddy who lives down there and going to a soccer bar down there.
Yeah, that's a way to do it. That'll be really fun.
Yeah, 10 a.m., little excuse for some day drinking. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I have not, no.
I have.
Yeah.
I recommend everybody go. And I'm telling you, like, drop what you're doing right now and make a plane ticket. Just go. It's awesome. And it's not just about the red light district. We mess around about that or about, you know, the marijuana being legal or whatever. It's so great there.
It's awesome. I've been twice.
Flex.
Oh, no, I'm trying to remember if it was the third time. No, but it's
great. Sandra's like, I have family there. I used to live on a riverboat. It's fantastic.
Sully wasn't lying about the bikes. There's bikes everywhere. Everybody bikes.
There's like little kids on bikes. Everybody holding hands, like couples riding bikes. It's just what they do. It's like walking over there.
And like here in the city, you have bikes everywhere too. But like, you know, the city is kind of a grid. So everyone's going up, down, and left, right. In Amsterdam, there's just like angles and curves. Like you just don't know where anything is coming from. You could just be walking straight and there's like three roads converging. And it's all different modes of transportation at once.
Let's go to Wolf. He's in Denver, wants to talk a little USC, and has a thought for us on the big match tomorrow between the U.S. and the Netherlands. What's up, Wolf?
Hey, Megan, I love you guys' show. Okay. I love you with Moose as well, but I digress. Everybody just beats up the Pac-12, and if you look at the record, they've got more people in the top 25 than anybody else.
Kurloff, I'm sorry, man. Alabama just sucks this year, man.
Oh, who's your team, Wolf? You don't think Alabama would kill that? Are you
USC? Okay. I'll give you my team, and I'll own it. I'm a U of A graduate, man. I'm a University of Arizona. We suck all the time.
Yeah.
At least you admit it.
Oh, heck yeah. I own it all day long, man. Doesn't matter. Now, hey, just getting into the U.S. soccer, I think a key to playing against the Netherlands is that we got to do better on our set pieces, corner kicks, penalty kicks, that sort of stuff. If we don't do that, we're gonna get it handed to us.
You know, Wolf, we've been saying it all week. You're so right. It's the set pieces. It's all about it. Wolf, thank you so much for the call. Thanks for weighing in, being honest about the University of Arizona. Been a while since Gronkowski was there. Set pieces, Broloff.
It's all about the set pieces.
Oh, it's not set pieces. It's all about the. All about the forward attack.
I keep asking our questions. Has anyone got an update on Christian Pulisic?
He's playing.
He's definitely playing. Okay.
Well, he looks good to play, is what the report is.
That's just fancy.
That he was never hurt in the first place. I'm sorry.
He went to the hospital.
Oh,
and he missed the entire second half.
For a pelvic contusion?
You know, the one thing about him going to the hospital, though, did you notice that when they were all taking the video of the guys returning to the hotel after beating... who'd they play? Iran, thank you. I don't know why I blanked on that. After beating Iran, they all came back to the hotel, and Pulisic is there videotaping everything. Like, he was already out of bed, in the lobby, welcoming guys back.
Yeah, I'm just going to get in trouble if we start talking about this act of bravery.
It's legit. 855-212-4CBS. And without him, I think the U.S. doesn't have a prayer. Pulisic has to be at full strength.
Yeah, and they've got to execute those set pieces.
And the set pieces. Everybody knows that. One and two. A and B. Those are the two keys.
They need to kick the ball well, I think.
What's that?
I think it's important for them to kick the ball well.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
Yeah. and like, use their feet is really important, I think, in this game.
Yes. Set pieces. I don't know. Just your analysis. I think they really need ballistic. You have not offered one drop of predictive analysis on this World Cup. And now
I was reading it the other day in The Athletic. They need Pulisic.
No, you've been saying two words throughout the entire World Cup.
What's that?
Set piece.
I mean, everybody knows that. I was reading about that during the CONCACAF final. You know, I go way back with this U.S. men's national team.
Man, the CONCACAF really struggled. You know, Costa Rica had a chance. Mexico didn't go through. I mean, we had a chance to, like, show the world what we were, and instead fell flat.
It's like the Big Ten in the NCAA tournament. Just first weekend just takes everybody out. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, Perloff and I will pick our college football upset of the weekend. We got five on it. Comes your way next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back on Maggie and Perloff. Looking at the odds on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now for college football. We're going to pick an underdog to win. I got five on it. There aren't a lot of choices here, Maggie. I forgot how narrow the field was for this week.
Yes, I know.
But I feel really good about mine.
Okay, why don't you go first then?
I really think Kansas State is going to win. They're 1.5-point underdogs against TCU, and it's a matter of motivation. TCU, I think will get in with a loss, and I think at some corner of their brain they know that. So I think that they don't bring 100% intensity. All right.
Okay,
I worry that they
will. Can I just be the counterpoint on that?
Yeah.
The Big 12 has basically been like the stepchild of the college football playoff this whole time. If anybody feels like they're safe in the Big 12, like then you, Sonny Dykes, would not be messaging what he needs to message to his team.
Yeah, but they're a team that plays on the edge so much. I mean, they've had so many crazy games. That just even a 1%, honestly, I probably would have picked Kansas State anyway, just because, you know, TCU's got to lose eventually.
And well, in the rematch,
you know. Yeah, there's so many close games, and Kansas State is looking good. My guy, Deuce Vaughn. So, and it's also a small spread. So it's the least
risky. I noticed what you did here.
It's the least risky choice of the weekend. So
I noticed you didn't want to go out on a limb picking Purdue.
But by the way, I wonder about that with Michigan, too. What do they have to play for?
A little hangover after beating Ohio State.
Yeah. 17 points on Purdue. I don't think Purdue's going to win the game, but I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan was a little flat, and I wouldn't care. I wouldn't blame them.
So I got five on it. Again, Perloff just explained it, but we put $5 bets on DraftKings Sportsbook for an upset in college football. Not against the spread, just straight up money line. And for me, I'm going to take North Carolina against Clemson. North Carolina right now is at a 7.5-point underdog, and I see sort of, listen, I understand that UNC has lost two games in a row. This last one was in double overtime, but I'm kind of feeling this Drake May thing. I mean, I know we've talked about him all season long, but this feels like he's getting a lot more attention now. I think he understands that he plays well in this game. Going into next season, he's going to be like at the top a lot of these like quarterbacks to watch and who's going to be in the Heisman race. Like, I think that, hell, I think he's in the Heisman race now. I think that there's a lot at stake personally there. And I think that North Carolina is playing for a lot to try to make sure they don't end their season on three straight losses.
Did you guys see the Drake May transfer rumor at all?
No, what was that?
Basically, it was kind of started by my friend Dan Patrick. If, you know, Ohio State's going to need a quarterback next year. Is there any chance that Drake May opts out of North Carolina to go to Ohio State? That was the question. And so, there's been little speculation that he might enter the portal.
So here's a question I have about that.
Yeah.
Is going to Ohio State and playing quarterback, does that help you get drafted more than playing in North Carolina? Because, and the reason why I ask that is not, obviously I know Ohio State is the better football program. Yeah. Of course, I get that. But the knock on Ohio State quarterbacks is there. You know, there's kind of a...
But they've... Okay, so Haskins went 15. Justin Fields went 11. Obviously, Joe Burrow went high. So
yeah, but Burrow is LSU.
Yeah, so I'm just... They've all gone first round. Like, who hasn't?
No, I understand that, but you get that there's like a bit of a stigma. I mean, Justin Fields is his... playing excellent now, and it looks like he's going to play this weekend against Green Bay, which is cool, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Ohio State's not known as quarterback.
Right. It's so hard because they don't really run plays. I mean, they're not doing the things that you have to do in the NFL. I think C.J. Stroud is not quite the level prospect that Justin Fields or Dwayne Haskins
was. That's true.
Stroud barely won the job the year before. And he'll still probably be a top five pick, that being said. So, no, I don't think that worries. He's going to see Stroud go high and be like, yeah, I want some of that. I think his brother was a famous basketball player there. I think there's no way he's leaving North Carolina to me, but
I don't think he has to.
But I think I think it's such an interesting issue because now that the transfer portal is here, is there any team that is safe from a bigger, better team poaching your quarterback? The fact that Ohio State happens to have a vacancy at quarterback, I mean, they're probably looking around the country and saying, you know, I want that guy without having to wait a year. Wouldn't you be tempted?
Well, I would think. Is this more a question about Alabama? And I'm sure they've got another five-star guys who are waiting behind Bryce Young, because of course they do. But if Bryce Young is moving on, maybe I'm looking at, do I want to go play at Bama? I think he's going to stay in North Carolina also. No offense. I'm sure Dan's thoughts on this are, I'm not going to question Dan Patrick. But
there were a lot of, it was like a 24/7 thing that was out there too. Alabama does have a lot of quarterbacks. I don't know, Ohio State is, got this weird hole. Then they have the number one recruit in the country coming the following year. So they have a definite one-year situation. I don't know. That's funny. Alabama's a great point, too. Why not them? They don't feel like they would do that. Ohio State feels like a factory. Like their offense has to be like top five in the country or they're going to go in full panic mode.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let's get to Kent. He's in Sacramento, wants to talk about USC playing tonight against Utah in the Pac-12 championship game. Hey, Kent, how are you? Kent?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Yes. Kent, you're on.
I'm sorry, what? Hello?
Kent, hey, it's Maggie and Perloff. How you been?
Hey. Hey, guys. How are you guys doing?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, I follow high school football a whole lot. And part of the reason that I just kind of wanted to, while I was on hold, I was listening to you talk about the recruiting.
Yeah.
And I've gone to high school football games and seen some superstars, and all I hear from is, oh, he's headed for Alabama. He's headed for Oklahoma. For instance, Joe Mixon and Najee Harris grew up 10 minutes apart in Northern California. But one goes to Oklahoma, one goes to if USC puts in a good little show this year.
Oh, interesting.
Hey, maybe some of those recruits don't leave our state and head off to greener pastures. So it really comes down to a lot of them will go up to Oregon or Washington, but that's not the glamour area. If SC comes back to prominence, you may be looking at a team that can build, and especially with Lincoln Riley there, you may be looking at a team that could actually cause some future problems for the SEC. Because if they can keep their homegrown stuff here, it's just a huge advantage for SC.
Yeah, well, Ken, I mean, you're talking, and thank you for the call, you're talking about running backs. What about quarterbacks? How many great quarterbacks are coming out of the L.A. area?
Well, it's so funny. He's right. You know, Alabama has an L.A. quarterback. Clemson has an L.A. quarterback. That's the thinking. When Lincoln Riley was hired, I'm going to stop the – Well, they already got Malachi Nelson, who's the number one guy, I think, who's in L.A., will be going to USC, I think. But then again, he might have to transfer, too. Yeah, it's a great point, but it is funny about recruiting how, don't you think it used to be kind of regional, and now it's like they're looking at Deion in Colorado, the big debate is, well, will he be able to recruit his home base of Florida?
It's like,
You can recruit anywhere now. You can bring anybody anywhere. It is interesting. By the way, you think Deion should take that job?
You know, when I thought of Deion's next stop, Colorado didn't immediately come to mind. I thought that he would actually take a job maybe in the SEC or maybe in the ACC, just because a little closer to where his home base is now, and maybe a little bit obviously super familiar with the ACC with all of his Florida State connections. But I kind of like it.
Yeah, it's got a good recruiting base, right? I mean, they've been terrible in the Pac-12, but get Texas, get California, and he's already got Florida. Why not?
I guess my question would be, what's the future for the Pac-12, you know? And what's going to happen with USC and UCLA leaving? Is this the time that you want to jump into a Pac-12 coaching job? Maybe it's great. Maybe it's awesome time. I can't tell.
What's the latest, too? So Cincinnati and Colorado? That's another thing. Cincinnati?
Cincinnati would be cool. I mean, get Ohio to be able to recruit out of Ohio is incredible.
But I'd be Colorado, though.
Well, I mean, it's a Power Five.
Colorado's won a title. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Colorado was the program.
No, but
so
Cincinnati was just in the Final Four last year.
Yeah, but it wasn't like national title. Cincinnati, you're right. I mean, come on.
Those guys are kicking butt in the NFL, too.
Yeah.
Like Sauce Gardner.
Now their coach is gone. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure. That Colorado's like a sleeping giant to me. You can make a big, big thing out of it. And you can win the Pac-12. That's a good thing.
No, I get it, but like Cincinnati's, that's a good stepping stone. I mean, Brian Kelly was there, obviously Luke Fickell, you know, like that's a good like stepping stone. You go to Cincinnati and then you catapult somewhere else.
Well, Mel Tucker went to Colorado for 1 year and made
that's true.
$12 million a year.
Yes, he's done well for himself. Ed is in Georgia with a rebuttal to Kent. Hello, Ed.
Hello. I hope y'all had a great Thanksgiving, but got a couple issues.
Lay him out.
Kent, look, USC has got a long way to go. What you've done is the transfer portal is messing up college football programs and messing up kids going to school. I've got a kid in D2, Shorter University, Rome, Georgia. Go Hawks, shameless plug. But I am proud to say that the University of Georgia does not have a kid who transferred in its starting lineup. Stetson Bennett, as we all know, started at Georgia, then left and came back. So I don't consider that a transfer. He started at Georgia. we take pride in that. That does not disrupt the locker room, and it doesn't leak. You know, the thing about it, when you start doing that, it screams of desperation. Like Deion Sanders, he's gonna do good at Colorado if he goes because of his name and the transfer portal. In certain situations, that helps. But
well, actually, Ed, don't you give Lincoln Riley credit for assimilating all those guys so quickly? I mean, I think that's the sign of a good coach to be able to do that.
Well, you know, look at the character of the kids. Why are they leaving? Are they disgruntled about playing time? What kind of situation are we not privy to behind the locker rooms? Because like I alluded to earlier, my son Eli, Shorter University offensive lineman, shameless plug again, go Hawks.
Go Hawks, yeah.
There's stuff that goes on that, as you guys both know, that we're not privy to. Okay, and I'm just saying, when you get these guys that's been in here that sweat it 2 and 3 years, then you get a hot shot come in here who doesn't go with the flow.
No, it can lead to someone cut the line or something like that. They're not deserving. Ed, totally understand where you're coming from and appreciate the call. Good luck to your son, Eli. I hope that – see, here's the one thing, though. Georgia might not have someone who was in the transfer portal now. It doesn't mean that's not going to happen in the future, right? Because that would just not be smart by Kirby Smart, no pun intended there, because why would you cut yourself off from putting more talent on a team?
Well, I mean, some coaches love it, some don't. Obviously, Dabo is most famously doesn't want to
do it. Well, we'll see now that he is not playing for a college football playoff because college football coaches also have to be adaptable to the rules.
Yeah, and then Alabama, I think, had a really good year in the transfer portal and it didn't result in a Final Four trip, so it's... I don't think it's a end all to be all. I think it is kind of interesting. Lincoln Riley, he's a new coach, was able to get all those guys to gel so quickly. That's pretty impressive. I think that's more impressive than a shortcut.
Well, I would say so too. The other thing is, why are the guys leaving? I think that, you know, he's got a point there, Ed does, about you want to make sure that guys don't just enter the transfer portal and then end up with nowhere to go.
Well,
right?
I mean, but we know why the guys were leaving for USC. Lincoln Riley left.
That's why. It's like the coach left first. Like, Caleb Williams would have stayed at Oklahoma for all 3 years if Lincoln Riley had stayed.
Right, and Jordan Addison, his quarterback, went pro, so he left. That made perfect sense, too. Yes, there probably are some problematic issues about leaving, but those were obvious cases that made perfect sense to help the player. I think transfer portal is unabashedly good for players, right? I mean, there's rarely a situation where having to stick at a bad program is bad for the kid.
So I remember Gino Auriemma, obviously the famous women's basketball coach from UConn, was talking about this, there are a lot of people who go into the transfer portal thinking that the grass is greener on the other side and then get left out and have nowhere to play.
Well,
or end up in a bad situation. That's their right to do.
That's Gino Auriemma.
I get it. I'm just saying.
Talking about a self-serving coach. I'm sorry, but
well, he doesn't want his girls, his young women.
Yeah,
on the dresser board,
come on. Clearly. What are you going to ask him? Why'd you get Dabo Sweeney on record too? There, as long as you're going after that.
Well, I'm just saying, to Ed's point, maybe it's not all roses, but I like it. I like that, you know, it gives a little bit of the power back to the player. And then getting into a locker room and having to win them over, well, that's, you know, again, on a player. If you're a hot shot and you transfer into a team and you have to try to get guys who have been there for 2 and 3 years on your side, that's part of leadership and team building and all of that.
I mean, it was always ridiculous that a coach could go and immediately start coaching in a new place and the player had to wait. That system, it's one of the many, many things that are historically unfair in college football. And I think actually there's more things that could be corrected. I think that they should be paid like a regular wage, whatever. We're not going to do that now. It's conference championship weekend. Go college football. But, I mean,
yeah, the
come
hypocrisy
on. It's just,
is there.
Yeah, and it's getting better, which is good.
Coming up, the one story we're just not buying this week. Someone's trying to sell it. We're not buying it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Time for a CBS Sports Update. Here's Rich Ackerman.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. In case you're wondering, Drew Brees is alive. I don't mean to laugh at that, but there was a little bit of a scare this morning on social media because Drew Brees was doing a promotion for a company that we're not going to mention right now. But the basically the whole premise of the promotion is that Drew Brees gets struck by lightning and that he's hurt. But it turns out this is just like some kind of lightning deal that you get for some sports book. Anyway, a lot of people got duped this morning. I did not either. Samter did.
Not just me. I fell for it because like variety of like verified, like legit.
Pro Football Talk, Darren Revelle.
Yep. I mean, people who are like checkmarked, but like real checkmarked. Like actual people falling for it. There's like articles being written, people doing welfare checks on Drew Brees, local reporters and writers in New Orleans.
I just texted Drew Brees. He's alive. I was like, what?
And if you watch the video, like obviously I know, you know, Hollywood is Hollywood and you can, you know, do whatever you want to make look. It looked legit. It looked like Drew Brees got struck by lightning.
You're the person on this show who watches more Star Wars, Marvel. Your whole life is watching CGI. You thought that was real?
I'll tell you this. Thor and their producers, writers, and CGI crew need to take a lesson from this sports book because that looked more real than anything I saw coming out of Thor's hammer. I'll tell you that.
All right, the only reason I didn't think it was real is because I didn't even see it. I just heard you talk about it on the pre-production call. I totally would have fallen for it. I didn't mean to brag like I know any better.
No, the first thing that did add up, it's like, why is Drew Brees in Venezuela? It's like,
wait, that part was a lie?
I don't think he's actually in Venezuela. I think the whole thing was a lie. I think he's doing it basically at some studio in California.
But of all the things to make up, why do you make up the Venezuela thing?
Why would you have to go to Venezuela to shoot a 30-second ad for a sports book? That doesn't make any sense. That was the first thing that tipped me off. The second thing was like, Drew Brees didn't get struck by lightning. It just didn't happen.
You know, it's funny because you bring that up in California. Wasn't Drew Brees in California doing the... Wasn't Tiger Woods going to meet Drew Brees for a golf lesson when he flipped his car?
Was that right? I thought Tiger was going to a tournament.
No.
A pro-am.
He was driving to meet Drew Brees. I'm almost positive.
Oh, I don't remember that detail.
Yeah, it was Drew Brees. He was hanging out. They were, quote, giving him a lesson playing.
Okay.
So for some reason, because I was like, where would Drew Brees? Why would he be in California? I don't know why. But you're right. He's definitely not in Venezuela.
Why would they say that?
It was Drew Brees and Justin Herbert. They were going to do some shoot for a documentary or something like some show that Brees was hosting.
Oh, and that's where Tiger was going when he got in the car accident?
And he was running late.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot that part.
So do we hold this against Drew Brees for being a little over the top with this promotion? Or is this, did he get us? Do we actually have admiration
for
Drew Brees?
The last time I watched it, which was like 4 hours ago, had over 1 million views. So you know what? He got us.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, listen, it was a brilliant marketing campaign. They won.
Yeah, here's the marketing campaign. Everyone thinks a beloved former quarterback is dead. That's not a great campaign, guys. Like, that's pretty morbid.
Maggie,
that's really extreme to try to get clicks. We have to pretend Drew Brees got struck by lightning.
It's up to 2.7 million views. Yeah, he got us.
Yeah, you're not working for my advertising company with that attitude.
Seriously. How dare I?
No PR is bad PR, including shredding a quarterback to ashes.
Yeah.
Also, too, like, it's so real. You know, why would anyone? It's so out there that you can't even blame them for it.
Yeah, and the camera just so happens to fall, so you can't see anything except for the lightning strike. How did anyone get fooled by this is my question. And I get it. I've gotten fooled by the internet, too. But this one wasn't even close. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to David. He's in Seattle, wants to talk about college football. David, how are you?
Hey, great show. Always like listening to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I'm torn, and I'm hoping you guys can put my nerves at rest here. I'm a TCU fan, went to college there, but living in Seattle, you're a Huskies fan too. So we're kind of thinking, what's best case scenario? If USC beats Utah tonight, then that pretty much eliminates the chance for the Huskies to make the Rose Bowl. If Utah wins tonight, I think that actually will secure TCU spot in the college playoff.
Yeah, but I think TCU would be fine anyway, David. Don't you think?
If we lose. If we lose to Kansas State tomorrow, and then to your point that you made earlier, USC wins, Ohio State jumps in.
Do you think Ohio State will jump TCU?
Well, that's what he's saying. And I think a lot of Big 12 fans have a little, you know, open wounds about the College Football Playoff Committee and how they would favor a one-loss Ohio State over a one-loss TCU. Well, I get the fear. I get the fear, David.
Yeah. But the ESPN FBI, Football Power Index,
yes,
gave TCU a 93% chance of getting in.
That's promising.
I'd say.
I think
all I'm going to say. The only thing I was going to say, if we were the University of Texas, or if we were Oklahoma, there would be no question. We would be in that number three spot. It's biased.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to college football, buddy.
We're with you, man.
By the way, why is Washington, who has two losses, so low in the college football playoff ranking? Any thoughts on that one?
Well, who was their one loss to? Was it Arizona? I forget.
I mean, they had about, but they're 9 in AP, and they're like 13 in the college football playoff ranking.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think the Washington Huskies are a great story this year that I feel like kind of got lost on people.
They lost to ASU.
They lost ASU. That's
and right, like, you know, ASU. You don't lose to ASU if you have any hopes to win anything.
But they're still 9 in AP. That's a top 10 team, and their quarterback is fantastic. That's, you know, he's so much fun.
I mean, early on, they had that big win over Michigan State, which doesn't look that good now.
David, we're with you.
All right. I'm going to take my Prilosec. I've got heartburn just talking about it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, we live with that all the time. You know, if you don't have heartburn, you just don't care. You don't really care unless your body's physically breaking down over the stress about rooting for your college teams. And he's got two good ones right now, TCU and Washington. That's
fun. Yeah, actually, though, I don't know. Are you allowed to be a TCU Washington fan?
Yeah,
I think you have to pick. I think you have to pick one.
You think you have to pick? You're the person who's a fan of everyone.
Well, he went to TCU.
He said he went to TCU.
You can't be a fan of Washington if you went to TCU.
Why?
I don't know.
Totally different conferences.
If you went to a football school, you only get one team to root for. You can't go to
Ohio. This is the rules according to Perloff?
Yeah, you can't go to Ohio State and be like, "Well, I'm going to be an Ohio State and a Clemson fan."
Wait, but you're a Dartmouth fan and a North Carolina fan.
Division 1A.
I'm just saying.
Oh, well, I'm a North Carolina basketball fan. I'm not a North Carolina football fan.
I know what I'm saying. You're a Dartmouth basketball fan, and you're a UNC basketball fan. It's basically, it's two programs who have nothing to do with each other, just like TCU and Washington in David's case.
Dartmouth and North Carolina basketball are not TCU.
You're not precious about fandom. You get on me because I really care and like, you know, live and die with my teams.
Well, if I went to Michigan, I would be a Michigan Wolverines fan. There's no way I would have a second team. Like Rich Eisen and those guys, they all bleed maize and blue. But if I didn't go to a school like that, so I'm allowed to root for whoever I want.
Okay, but I think David gets off the hook here because he's in Seattle, who has a pro team that he could root for in the Seahawks, but he got the Kraken.
But TCU's a pretty big program. That's the thing. They're not Dartmouth.
I know, but Washington is like the thing in Seattle, University of Washington. Yeah, but
went to TCU, Washington football is not TCU. I think if you went to TCU, you're a Horned Frog. He was probably there for the Rose Bowl. Like, you have to root for them.
Man, since when did you become so rigid about this thing? I'm shocked by you. All of a sudden, now you have integrity when it comes to who to root for. This is not the Perloff we know.
You don't root for George Washington football enough.
Yeah. Yes, I know. They've been a real disappointment.
Do they have a team?
They do not have a team.
Okay.
Let's go to Paul. He's in Cincinnati. Paul, you got about 30 seconds, bud. What's on your mind?
Okay. I was curious as to who you think would be the best next coach for Cincinnati. They're saying Deion likes it because it's would be a Power 5 school as opposed to Colorado, which isn't.
What about Urban?
Well, wait a minute. I know. That's cute, Paul. Urban, what do you think about that, Paul?
I love Urban, but he's already turned it down, apparently.
Oh, sorry, right? Yes.
I didn't even hear that.
We just heard that the other guy from Ohio State's not taking it either.
The coordinator? Is that what you're talking about?
The receivers coach.
Yeah, Brian Hartline. So it's kind of like everything's invested into Deion. Is it like a Deion or bust?
Deion or the Michigan mentor.
Oh.
Wait, hey, Paul, do you remember Deion when he was a Red? Is he like a big thing in Cincinnati?
Absolutely. That's exactly why.
Yeah, I like that. That's pretty cool.
You know, Paul, thanks so much for checking in. That's funny. I didn't think of that immediately. When I think of Deion's baseball career, I always think of like the Yankees or...
Well, the Braves.
The Braves.
But yeah, apparently, I was just reading about it, that Deion is very popular from his time as a Red there. So that's...
He's popular
everywhere. Yeah.
He's like one of the most famous athletes in the country.
I would worry about Cincinnati being in the same state with Ohio State. That always seems a little difficult to me.
Well, anywhere you go, you're going to have competition, right? 855-212-4CBS coming up. Which NFL team's about to slide out of the playoff race?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.